Well, my message to both these committees today that in light of a lot of recent events here in the United States, Aurora, Colorado, Newtown, Connecticut, just look at what happened this past weekend in California with two of our police officers killed. You know, now is not the time to take the death penalty off the books. You know, maybe we don't use it all the time. Maybe we just save it for special cases. But I think our statute is sufficiently tight, sufficiently restrictive, that we really do need to keep the statute around and save it for the worst of the worst.
The College Park incident this week, that murder-suicide, I mean, that might have been a death penalty case.
It potentially could have been. I don't believe there was what they call an aggravating circumstance, like a robbery or a sexual assault or things like that. But certainly I don't know enough of the facts of that case. But certainly any of these cases, it's my understanding that he had a fully loaded Uzi in the bag that he was carrying. You know, had he desired to go a different way, there could have been many more people harmed, which would have qualified as the death case.
What's your sense of these, both of these committees and this General Assembly? As you'll recall, you were here 4 years ago. A repeal wasn't considered, but they put some hurdles on death penalty prosecutions.
Yeah, we have a very restrictive statute and one that I think that we need to keep. But this has always been a close vote, and certainly this is an issue upon which reasonable minds can differ. But I don't think that's a reason to completely eliminate a very valid penalty.